Another Insane Productions brings you the Insane Asylum with Mark and Joe. You never know what they'll say next or who they might offend. You have been warned.
You're offensive. No, you're very offensive. Just to look at.
Good evening, everybody.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Okay, somebody stuck a quarter in him again.
He's doing the Spanish version.
Yeah, there's no
I don't know enough Spanish to do it.
Good evening. Like we said, since we got...
Like we said, when did we say?
Last week.
What did we say last week?
That we were going to talk about this.
Talk about what?
The real men in black. Because of what we were talking about last week, we were just going to keep going with other topics related.
Okay, something's going on there.
So anyway, depending on who you ask, some people might say the men in black are just a UFO nut conspiracy
figment of your imagination.
Good evening, Lee.
Hi, Lee. They are part of a secret government agency designed to prevent the public from learning more about UFOs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not this movie thing with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. It's
or the new one with Chris Hemsworth in it.
Four?
Yeah, he was in the new one in the movie Black Internet.
Right. Well, this has got nothing to do with that.
I know it doesn't.
These men in black. If you have the unfortunate chance of running into him because you saw UFO. You should. There's two ways people say they usually two things. They either saw a UFO, or they've been investigating UFOs, and we're getting probably too close to the truth.
Well, that's kind of interesting because I've seen UFOs and I've investigated UFOs, and I haven't seen Men in Black.
Well, maybe you haven't done enough.
Seen the movies.
Maybe you haven't sprouted your mouth off enough to get their attention yet. Because it's usually what happens.
I'll tell you right now.
I was reading and
they can come talk to me all they want. I'm not going to be intimidated.
But now this dates back even before the movie, so okay. This info that I've been reading and stuff, some of it dates the furthest back I found was it dates back to 1947. It was a guy named Harold Dahl, and it was a Murray Island incident. He was on a boat and he saw six saucer-shaped objects in the sky. Now, what happened next, there is various stories about what happens next. Some people say that some stories say that it exploded. Some say that it crashed and fell apart and his son picked up the piece and burned his skin. But all the stories have one thing in common, too. The dog died from the crash. Because he had a dog on the boat with him, and his dog died on the crash. All right. Now, later, he was explaining to whoever it was that he was explaining it to. He had a knock on the door or something, and there were the men in black, and they were described, kind of palpacious in the black suits like you'd see with the black fedoras. And stuff like this, but they didn't have like the movie Neuralizer thing to make you have a different memory. They basically threatened his life, his kids, his family, his well-being,
and his non-existent dog because his dog already died.
And to keep his mouth shut, And he says, and he got told, well, we're going to be seeing you again, and. They asked him something along the lines.
Or did they ask him if he was to be like his dog?
No, they asked him if something about his wife, if she was pretty or something, if he thought she was pretty or if he wanted her to stay that way. And then he got told, well, they said they'll be back again. But he never saw them again, apparently. But that the stories.
Shut his mouth.
Some of the stories have got the same thing in common, that they're all, everybody's get that's seen a UFO and they start talking about it or something like that. These guys come about, some of them appear out of nowheres or just pull up or whatever. You know, there's different parts of the stories, but they all have the one thing in common. They threaten the person or the witness, and they're keeping their mouth shut. And they use quite a few scare tactics to do so. I don't know what else you want to add to that. I gotta go down my notes now.
Well, I don't know. What about the men in black? Do you think they're people? Do you think they're government people? Or do you think they're possibly an alien race that patrols and keeps track of?
Well, that's the other thing that some of this was saying. Some people have both theories. They think that they're an alien race because of the one in particular that was seen, and I was trying to look for that incident here, where the guy they almost made it look like, remember Kindred? That TV series Kindred with the vampires?
Kind of, sort of.
And they had the ones that looked like the old school Nastafastru or whatever it is. I can't even say the fucking word right now, asshole. Yeah, I know he can, he's just being a dick. But you know, they're bald and they've got the pointy teeth, you know, like they look like all their teeth have been sharpened. That's what one of the men in black supposedly looked like in this.
You expect me to say the name now that you butchered it right in front of me.
Yeah, because you can't stop laughing now. So you ain't gonna be able to say it either. See, that's the problem. He's gotta think about it a while now. He can't do it. But anyway, that incident, and I can't remember where that is. I mean, I think it was in the 60s or something that incident happened. And I was trying to read all of this and trying to do all of this in such a short period of time, and my memory sucks.
Well, when I'm reading, I don't know why you're doing something in a short period of time. You knew you wanted to do this from last week, and then you go on.
But I was doing a lot of other stuff that I had to get done too. But anyway. You were supposed to be doing some of this with me, you know, the research.
Well, the thing is, I know some of it too. You know, you're talking about stuff, a lot of stuff that I kind of know about. You know, because I've studied this shit since I was like.
Tell us what you know.
Since I was like knee high to a grasshopper, man.
So, what do you think? Are they real? Are they aliens?
I think they're an alien race that works with our government. Think about it this way, okay? I think, in a way, I think it's like this, that they're an alien race that does work with our government to keep tabs on other alien races that are breaking the rules, okay? So when the other races break the rules and humans see their ships or see them or they're abducted or whatever, then you have these guys coming in and trying to set the rules straight.
So you're saying that, you're thinking that, all right, so you're saying that the men in black are like...
enforcers.
No, more like cleaners. They're cleaning up.
Cleaners, enforcers. They're
cleaning up.
So they mess up, and then the men in black are there to tell everybody that what they saw doesn't exist.
Cleaning up all the evidence.
Yeah.
To try to keep the secret.
Yeah, pretty much.
The conspiracy theory going, or whatever you want to, however you want to look at it.
But see, that's the thing too. You know, you get with the fact that. All of a sudden, out of the blue, they show up, type of thing.
It makes sense that they're alien.
That would make sense. Either that, or they are using alien tech and teleporting themselves.
Well, why would they not want to be seen?
Who?
Aliens.
Did you ever watch the fucking movies?
Okay, do you...
I'm talking now, about if it happened in real life.
Hang on.
Those movies got to be based on something, and I'm sure somebody that created those fuckers probably actually had an experience with the Men in Black, possibly. For real.
I've seen the Men in Black movies.
But see, the thing is...
Not the alien movies.
He asked a question, and you want me to answer, but everybody keeps doing this. So,
answer.
Okay. Why would they not want to be seen? Well, it's not time to see them yet. Hollywood, the government, and the Men in Black have not done everything that they have set out to do. What we're trying, what they're trying to do, basically, is jade everybody. You know what the word jaded means?
Why?
No. Jaded means that you've seen something happen so many damn times, whether it's fictional or real, that you no longer react to that happening.
Okay.
So if I go and beat the shit out of somebody 20, 30 times in front of the same person, that person becomes jaded. So when I walk up to beat the shit out of the other person again, that person just stands there and doesn't fucking react.
They might not even realize it's happening. They might just ignore it after a certain point.
That's what jaded is. So what's happening is the government is working with the aliens who are working with who together are working with people from Hollywood to create these movies to get the public jaded to the fact that there are other creatures other than humans.
That way when you're driving your car down the road and you see a UFO, you ain't gonna go crashing into the tree in front of you.
All the rednecks that come out of the trailer park and say, I saw an alien come down and get me.
I saw an alien the other night. It came out of the tree.
Yeah. That's about as bad as I heard the story about when he saw Santa on the roof and all he could think of was, there's a freezer full of venison. I'm going to run in and get my shotgun.
Yep.
That's what I do.
Yep. I heard them hoof prints on my roof and I knew.
But
there was venison up there.
Now, how do you know it's not a combination of both?
Combination of both? Of what?
The Men in Black. Combination of both aliens and maybe some kind of government agencies. Because some of these stories that I've read and seen, you know, they appear almost totally human, except they got that pale, like, what do you call it, albino look to their face or whatever. Okay. And they're real plain looking, you know, no expression, you know, expressionless.
They're expressionless, not expressionless.
Yeah, like, whatever. Yeah. Okay. You know, but they pull up in a vehicle, like a black sedan or a black van or something like that out of nowhere.
And that's
all
the witnesses?
We'll save that for another story. We don't talk religion here. But how do you explain those? I mean, you know, the alien, you know, most of the stories I read, they disappear out of nowhere, but there are those random few where they pull up in a vehicle.
Well, yeah, but I mean, no, like I said, though, okay? What if they are actual, just, you know, regular humans?
Or hybrids.
They could be hybrids as well. Regular humans that they're using alien tech.
You know, I mean,
you got to think, okay, if we are here on this planet, and let's revert slightly back to last week's little talk. So we are possibly not an indigenous species of this planet, so therefore we are possibly hybrid as well.
Right.
But yet, here you have the Men in Black who exhibit more of an alien-type feature of the grays than the human. So maybe they are a hybrid of a gray and a human. We may be a hybrid of something different.
You never know.
The Anunnaki, which are considered the first.
The oldest.
And the oldest and the wisest. They look more like a human. And so do the Norsk. The Norsk race. They also look more human, but they're also taller. They're 6 and 7 feet tall. Some of them 8 feet. You have the reptilians. Reptilians look like lizards. Bipedal lizard.
Boy, that whole thing fucks up Darwin's theory, doesn't it?
Everything fucks up Darwin's theory.
That's a lot of people off.
So maybe yes, that the Men in Black are a hybrid, and they're working with our government to try and keep secret what's supposed to be secret.
Yeah,
and at least for now. Like I said, you have all these different movies out there, like the Aliens movies. You got Aliens, Alien Resurrection. You have, and then Prometheus. Prometheus is a tie-in with Aliens. That's actually supposed to be the very first one. And you got Alien Covenant. And then you have, all these different movies that are all tied in together as the Alien movies. And then you got the Aliens and the Predators tied in together. Okay? Think about it. All this could be done in a manner to try and jade us to the possibility or the fact that
desensitize us. Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what jading is.
Yeah, well, it's so for some people, it's like they don't understand.
Desensitizing the human brain to the fact that there are other creatures and beings out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have an entire non-terrestrial force that has already seen other beings and has already seen other animal life, because we have ships in orbit that are interstellar traveling ships. We've already been to Alpha Centauri. Why do you think the maps that NASA have of Alpha Centauri are so pristine? They've already mapped out that particular solar system. And it's a binary system. It's got two suns. It's a dual sun, and they rotate around each other, and then the planets rotate around them. And that also, in the possibility, again, we may be part of the Alpha Centauri people H2 because of the fact that, with two suns like that, with binary suns and planets going around them, the gravitational forces on those planets are going to be way different than what's on Earth. But anyway, get back to the solar. It's got me out. The Men in Black, I don't know. It's completely and totally mysterious for some people.
Well, I found some interesting stories out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
The oldest one started shortly after World War II, which was the 1947 Murray Island. But the most famous account came from a guy named Albert K. Bender in 1952, and he created the International Flying Saucer Bureau soon afterwards. Okay, he said he was visited by three men in dark suits who threatened him with imprisonment if he continued his inquiries into UFOs. Bender's account was featured in They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers, a book by the IFSB associate Gray Barker, who also mentioned it frequently in his magazine, The Saucerian. Bender believed that the men who threatened him were part of the U.S. government, but explanations for the men in black vary, and a distinction is made in UFO literature between men in black and men in black with capital letters. The former are to believe human agents who cover up government secrets and who are said to appear relatively normal than later. Often abbreviated as MIB, all capitals, was described by the late UFOologist J.A. Teal, author of a book turned film, The Mothman Prophecies, as demonic supernaturalists who behave in a distinctively non-human ways. Teal's accounts of men in black date back to the mid-60s. He describes them as having dark skin and or exotic facial features. So, that was one of the most famous stories. It was about, you know, Bender. And then it goes on, you know, like created a lot of talk in the Mothman prophecies there.
Well, there's another one there too, because that, the Mothman, there have been reports of men in black showing up after that.
Yeah, we haven't got to that far to go to one of those locations where that thing's been sighted.
And supposedly, the Mothman, whenever he shows up, tragedy follows. Pretty ugly. So, you know, and then,
if you look out there,
I'm gonna add, when I upload
this to YouTube and I edit it, I'm gonna add a couple of the photos that I found around the internet.
Good.
Black and white that. Photos that people
see if you can't also people integrate that one video I was talking about.
People
in the original.
That might cause some issues.
It's like this one here, see?
Yeah.
So these guys used it in their little tale. Anyway, these two supposedly MIB guys walk in, they're tall. You can tell that their features are different. And also the camera is actually focused around on the objects around them, where themselves are slightly blurry. Just a bit off.
Yeah, there's
kind of interesting.
Oh, the one where they're coming through the door.
Yes.
There? Yeah, I saw that. I watched it again this morning.
Yeah, and if you noticed, did you notice that? How themselves look just a little, just slightly blurred.
Yeah, so did the.
And everything else around them is pretty well clear.
Mm-hmm. So did some of the pictures I found. There was one picture that was, I don't know if it's on this page or not.
They don't want to be seen.
And now that's
another
old
thing too. You know, bringing something like that up, me bringing that up and everything, that could be also something else. That could be the reason they look so, you know, pale and facially featured differently and stuff. Maybe possibly that is a alien tech, cloaking type,
right? Something to make them
them look different, or if they are an alien species that don't look like a human, maybe that is to make them
blend in
more human, so they can try and blend in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
see, there's a picture where there's like one that like with him, like he's like leaning up against the wall, but he was actually waiting for somebody to come out and then stop him apparently, but somebody else caught that picture.
It looks like a video.
Yeah, it was part of a video. The picture, it's just a picture though.
Oh, okay. So,
they circled, you know, the picture does the little animation of the red circle around the figure.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, another thing too, though, I mean, I haven't heard anything about any men in black showing up for, okay, you've heard of the encounter over in in England, right? The one where it's the two American air bases that are like not very far from each other. It's one of the cores that these guys are actual Air Force personnel, because they were seeing these lights in the sky and they seen the lights in the forest itself, and they went to investigate. They were sent by their CEO to investigate. One of them actually, they both claimed that there was a craft there. One of them actually claims he touched the craft. And from that point on, he kept seeing binary code.
Wow. Did he touch
it? And he was, yes, and he was writing it down too. But, and somewhere I found something about the binary code he was writing down has been deciphered. And there is a message there, but I can't remember what it was about. Now, those guys never got visited by a Men in Black or anything like that. And I wonder, and I kind of figured that was because they were military. These guys were military.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's, you know,
classified.
But there again, this happened a while back.
Yeah, I haven't.
You're back in the
80s. When I was doing my research, I didn't find a whole lot of real recent one. I did, even though CNN.
Most everything that we have seen so far. With the researches that we've done and checking stuff out, has been back, what was the most recent one? Back in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it might have been. It could have even been this one right here. This is the most recent story. This one doesn't give the exact date. I can't remember. I found the date on another page, but I do remember reading this story someplace else. And watching that video that's attached to it. But actor, everybody knows this guy, or should know this guy, actor Dan Aykroyd,
yep,
has come forward with his story about how he was, damn it, no, he moved up. I hate some of these laptops. I was taping a show about the paranormal. He stepped up to take a phone call from Britney Spears, who was asking him to appear on Saturday Night Live with her. When he noticed the black Ford parked across the street, a tall man stepped out of the Ford and stared him down. Aykroyd turned away for a moment and then turned back to find that the man and the car had completely vanished. After he finished his phone call, he returned to the studio to learn that his show had been canceled and he was ordered to stop filming immediately. Some doubt his claim, but Aykroyd said he knew what he saw and maintains that there was some kind of connection between these men in black and the end of his paranormal show.
It's government related. No one's done it.
Well, you know, that's, for me, that's kind of believable, because here, I'm going to give you an example of somebody else who got shut down. And I'm not sure exactly how he got shut down, but this guy, Jesse Ventura, ex-Navy SEAL, ex-Minnesota governor, who gives a rat's ass about the wrestler part, though, yeah, right?
Always brings up Ventura because he was one of the better ones.
He had a TV series called the Conspiracy Theory.
He does have a new one now.
Or something like this.
I seen something,
and it had him and his son in there, and him and his son were doing this thing, and he started getting threats from the government.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Okay. He fled the country.
Was that after he became governor?
No. Yeah, he was already retired. He did this conspiracy. This was when he was doing his conspiracy theory shows. Now, the thing is, he had to flee the country, and he went to Mexico just to stay in hiding. And he's come out and admit this on interviews and stuff like this, that he's gotten death threats and all kinds of threats against him, his family, and all kinds of shit because of his show that he was doing about, you know, everything from, you know,
what I'm talking about,
every government conspiracy theory you could think of. And who's not to say, because, you know, the government likes to keep a lot of fucking secrets from the public. Who's to say that the Men in Black don't help keep those secrets too?
No.
You know, The ones you're not supposed to know.
The World According to Jesse.
What's the show? So yeah. He's still in hiding?
I don't know. I mean, his show was canceled and you know, it was like got great ratings and stuff, and it just shocked the world. Why, shocked his fan base. Why his show just up and got canceled all of a sudden when it was getting good ratings and people were loving it all the time.
It had to have something to do with
even the reruns. You can't even find reruns anywhere. You can't find that show anywhere except maybe YouTube if you're lucky.
You got rid of all that.
You know. But he walked right into the FBI's office, headquarters in one of those places, and said, you know, you need to give a shit. He wanted answers.
Yeah.
You know. He walked right up to the gates of Area 51. You know.
It's on a Russia television station.
The World According to Seriously.
Here it says, but these days Ventura, who served, this was back in August of 2018. Ventura, who served as Minnesota's governor from 1993 to 2003, is hosting a reality show called The World According to Jesse on the Russia state sponsored network Russia Today America.
Wow. Russia, imagine that.
Yeah, RTA. Russia, RT America.
The program is described as a variety news show that tackles today's biggest political stories as well as deeper issues such as government hypocrisy and corporate deception through a mix of thought-provoking interviews and on-the-ground reporting.
I wonder what he thinks of that orange clown.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
There's one right here. He tells you that was 4 years ago.
Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura on Donald Trump.
I don't want to know. It just doesn't sound right. All right. But anyway.
I'm sure
what else can we talk about? We're talking about Men in Black here.
Okay.
We're
I know. I'm sorry. I just that was part of it because you brought him up.
I'm sorry.
every time you do that, you got to know.
When
you pull that shit. I have to check it out.
Fuck off.
Whatever. Hi, Bill. Bill Mandorf.
Hey, Billy.
I just noticed he had joined. I don't know if he's still one. I show one person over here.
So do I.
So that's probably me, because I'm logged into it. But yeah. I don't know, man. Men in Black are kind of school of mystery. We need to do more research onto those, into that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be interested to see how many of those people, 133 sightings in Illinois so far, have maybe seen them.
Oh, they're making a
movie. No, the 133 sightings of UFOs in Illinois. See, the thing is,
that's
I've seen,
just this year alone.
All right. I have seen, myself personally,
and 2019 is not even quite over yet, we got
four.
Weeks.
I have seen four actual UFOs.
I haven't seen one.
No. That you know of. Use your keys up, we'll get the alternator.
Is that how it sounds like?
In my call.
Anyway.
Let Jerry out of here.
But I've seen like four different times I've seen UFO. When I was a kid, when I worked for waste management, that one was actually.
Are you sure you just weren't sniffing the fucking fumes off the garbage
car? That one was really close. Lisa and I both seen one after Katie's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Where were you on top of the the hill up there off the belt line or the interstate there?
No, we were walking into
the
apartment.
The dump hill when you worked for waste management.
No,
were you on top
I
of
was
the dump hill up there.
Actually, I was right out here, not very far
That's
outside
a nasty
of the town,
place, isn't it?
I was pretty close.
You got off on the fumes of the truck.
I was actually pretty close to Humboldt.
He was pretty fucked up that day.
I was actually pretty close to Humboldt. Yeah, I was fucked up that day. I had to wake up at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, be at work by 4, and be at my first stop by 5. So I was fucked up because I, you know, had a full night's sleep.
Lack of
got
sleep.
Up, had a full night's sleep, got was. Up, and went
was
to work.
Hallucinating due to lack of sleep.
Know,
I knew it. I knew there was
You know, maybe someday, he'll see something. Because
I ain't gonna see
he's
shit.
Sitting here being an asshole about the whole fucking mess. And being
an asshole.
Dick about other people seeing this shit. But
no,
yeah, he'll sit here. Yeah, he'll sit here and he'll fucking research all this shit and talk about it.
No.
And not even know anything about it.
I'm
because he doesn't want to
yeah.
fucking look. He doesn't want to fucking watch the skies.
You know, I watched the skies so much when I was a kid that and for a long time, and I never saw shit. I never even saw a shooting star, believe it or not.
You never saw shit?
Fuck off. So you know who's doing
smart. So a bird never flew over a shit in your eye?
You know, the coolest fun. Thing I saw when I was
being an ass. Yeah, I am being an
the
ass.
The coolest thing I ever saw when I was looking in the sky was nature. When a fucking eagle caught a bird midair, lost it, and then caught it again and landed down on the highway and started eating the fucking thing.
Sure was an eagle and a hawk?
It was an eagle because we were like right. I mean, it was like right in front of us. Like
you know, the eagles
like,
have a huge wingspan.
Yeah, I know. But like I'm saying, you couldn't doubt that this was an eagle because it was right there in front of us. It was like literally like feet away. You know.
Yeah,
over down there and somewhere, Tanya was just with us that day. It was the coolest fucking thing. See eagles all the time down there if you look.
You know, we're gonna wind up seeing something one of these nights. One of these summer nights when we're out doing our investigation
it's a wait a while for a summer night.
We started around March. We started when it started getting about 50-ish.
You will see something.
It started getting about 50-ish in March earlier this year.
Oh, yeah. That one I seen when I was on my way to work that one morning. I'm on Highway 12 cruising through there. And it was just above the tree line.
This one.
Did you not hear what I just said?
I heard
on
it here.
On Highway to work on Highway 12.
I heard what you said. I'm saying.
And I was explaining
that
one, and you're saying.
One?
I'm explaining that one, and you're saying you're the one when you were a kid. No, this one was. Like 2:30 in the fucking morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And it was like right above the tree line. And it was very strange because it stayed in the one spot for the longest fucking time. And then it moved from there. It moved like it was going towards Jefferson.
That's fucked up.
And it was weird.
Because planes really can't stay in one spot for.
No, they can't.
They have to. They have to fly in a circle. I mean, and I know that because.
But this thing was right there, though. I mean, it was big. It was a big, whatever craft it was. And then when I was a kid, I was about 7 or 8. I can't remember exactly the age. But my dad had, at the time, the house we lived in, the house we lived in, my dad had this 50-foot CB antenna on top of the house. Yeah, this thing was 50 foot above the house. House had to be at least 12 feet tall, you know, to peek of the roof. And mom seen this thing coming in across the field. She seen this light. It was moving really, really slow. She kept watching it and watching it and watching it. She had me come to the back door with her and watched it. And I watched this fucking thing. It was square. It had lights on all four corners, and it had this one big light right in the center. And it, right over top the house, right over top the antenna, totally missed the fucking antenna. And then we went to the front door and watched it as it just went right off into the distance. And it moved really slow, almost like a balloon. But it wasn't a balloon. That's the weird thing. There was no flame coming off, you know, from like a basket for a balloon or anything like that.
Oh, I think it's almost time to call it quits here.
Why, because I got mad? No, you got on your ass?
Somebody's over there falling asleep. We got a movie to watch.
Oh, yeah, you want to watch that movie.
And
Reservoir Dogs.
We got a little bit of a long day tomorrow, so.
Yeah, we got a long day tomorrow.
Next week, we'll follow up with.
That's going to be a fun day tomorrow.
Something more on aliens and UFOs. Just don't know what it will be about exactly.
Do a little more research on Men in Black.
Yeah, I'll make a broader subject maybe next week. We'll stay on topic. All right, till next week.
Well, you know, and if people want to tune in next week and they had experiences of their own, share. Mm-hmm. Seriously. That's what I'd like to do, is start having people share.
Now, I don't got all the exact info, but I'm guessing tomorrow you can catch us on Off the Rails with Tom and Mark.
See, you're supposed to have that around noon. Down. You were supposed
Central
to write
Standard
it.
Time. Well, I'm guessing that's the time. I don't know. So I don't know what time, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yep, we're going to be on Off the Rails tomorrow afternoon with those guys. But Tom said that Mark's not going to be there.
Are you not going to be there?
No, I'll be there. This Mark will be there. The other Mark's not going to be there.
All right, you want to hit it?
I don't know.
Thanks for watching The Insane Asylum with Mark and Joe. Be sure to visit our website at utterlyinsaneproductions.com for all your links. Please like and share us on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube. Until next time, keep your eyes in the sky.
You stole it.